Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I believe, particularly, Susie, and we've talked about this before, with our teenagers, that we need to get excited when our teenager confesses their unbelief. All throughout their journey, they are really an appendage to us. They're going to church. They don't have a choice. They're hearing messages. They're asking Jesus into their heart. They're doing everything we say. But biologically, when God's wired their mind to think independent of you, they're now going to have to process of all the stuff you've given them, how much are they going to embrace for themselves? Halfway between the head and the heart, there is the mouth. And almost always, from my observation, that journey halfway down involves a confession that belief that of unbelief. I don't believe this. But what ends up happening for our teenagers, whenever they say, you know, I'm not sure I believe in God, I'm not sure I buy all this stuff, what happens is it spooks the parents. It undermines the ministry of the pastor. And the teenager sees that, so they hold it in. And they don't say anything until they have a listening ear, maybe at college with an unbelieving person. We need, the first time we hear our kids say, I don't know if I believe in God, we need to clap and shout and say, we have been waiting for this day. We are so grateful because you're halfway there. Your confession of unbelief is your struggle to say, I don't know if I believe this, but I want to have the conversation. And I think that what this man said to Jesus is a thing that we need to be able to say to people in our life, because embracing these beliefs are challenging.
Oh, my goodness, Randy. This so goes back to what you just said before about having our identity so firmed in Christ, because you sure can see how if our identity is attached to, let's say, our kids, and they start to go awry or start to confess these struggles, suddenly that's an indictment on me, and I can overcorrect and push them farther away. I wonder how often that happens. I mean, I know for me, when my kids had some of their questions, I feel like I probably overcorrected and freaked out a little bit inside, but, you know, my face showed it too.
Yeah, Susie, but what you've really uncovered here is something really important. Why is that bothering you? Because it's an indictment that you failed, and we struggle as parents. I mean, I'm a pastor with several degrees in theology, and when I was raising our kids, I felt like there's so much more I could have done, and so for them not to believe would felt like an indictment. But this is different. They're adolescent confession that they don't believe or they're struggling to believe means they're engaging the journey.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.